And time now for part three of our series, A Place to Shelter. This week, we're looking at how San Francisco is adapting its homelessness response in the face of the pandemic. We've heard how social distancing guidelines have led to more tents on the sidewalks. Today, KCBS reporter Kathy Novak looks at one potential solution, encampments known as safe sleeping villages.
With limited options for a place to sleep, Shannon Steelman joined friends who had pitched tents near the Asian Art Museum. One day, they noticed city workers starting a project.
Building like a little sanctuary for us. You know, they started putting bathrooms and hand washing things.
They painted boxes on the concrete and asked if Shannon wanted one.
And I was like, yeah, I do. I don't know how to get myself into like a normal living situation.
It's not what most would call a normal living situation. But for Shannon, it's cleaner, safer, and that painted box, it's 6 feet away from the next one, and it's hers.
Just having my own spot, I'm grateful for what I have. It's humbled me a lot.
The nonprofit Urban Alchemy manages the site. Among the rules, no open drug use or sales, temperature checks and masks are required, and in exchange, space, bathrooms, meals, and, says CEO Lena Miller, sleep.
Not only can people be safe in their tent and not worry about anybody preying on them or attacking them, but no one's going to steal their stuff.
The tent village is a first for San Francisco, a sort of live experiment.
This is just the raw, uncut first version, and then we continue to get better and better and better.
A model for the second site, which opened in the Haight on Friday, to the dismay of some neighbors, including Michelle Layton, a member of the newly formed community group Safe Healthy Haight.
In the middle of a residential neighborhood, surrounded by two commercial corridors. It has the largest number of activities for children in the Upper Haight.
There are more tents on Haight sidewalks since the pandemic. The new village has room for about 40 of them.
The only way for folks to not be in tents in front of people's houses is for them to have a place to live.
Sherilyn Adams of Larkin Street Youth Services, which is helping run the site, says it's temporary, and ultimately people need affordable permanent housing. The head of the city's Healthy Streets Operations Center, Jeff Kositsky, told a Haight community Zoom conference that a form of the villages may be part of the solution in the future.
And this is really just the beginning of the city's efforts around opening up, whether it's going to be tiny home villages or more safe sleeping villages. We're going to have to create safe spaces for people.
Tomorrow,
it's beautiful, it's nice, and it's a blessing.
We'll meet some of the people who got upgraded from a tent. In San Francisco, Kathy Novak, KCBS.